It can take anywhere from 6 months to a year to fill a healthcare job here in the islands. That's according to a recent survey by the Hawaii Healthcare Association. There are some 2,000 vacancies, and some worry for the future if we can't train and retrain our workforce. We sat down with Hilton Rathel, the head of the association, to talk about how to get our young people to try a career in the health field.
We represent all the hospitals in the state, all the nursing facilities, home health agencies, hospices, assisted living facilities, and a number of other agencies as well. And our members are telling us they really are having challenges, and especially so in the last couple of years, attracting healthcare workers in not just one profession, but in many, many different professions. So we have spent the last 18 months as an organization working with our members, working with our educational institutions in the state, working with non-members as well, to see what we can do to address this issue in a systematic way.
And so how are we doing that? Where do we start?
Well, one of the things we've done, which is really unique, and it's never been done before in Hawaii's history that we're aware of, is that we did a five-year demand survey for 76 healthcare professions. Now, as you probably know, there's been a lot of work done in the last few years on the needs in the physician area. And so we are not focusing on physicians, even though obviously we have many physicians working in our institutions, our member institutions. We identified 76 patient-facing non-physician professions in the state of Hawaii, and we sent out a survey throughout the state to assess the demand for each of these 76 professions for 5 years. And this, again, has never been done before. And now as we're starting to share this information with both our secondary and post-secondary institutions, they're really excited about getting this information because this is quantitative data that they can take back to their program directors and their boards of directors to say, look, this is the number of healthcare workers in whatever the profession is, whether it's radiology therapy, whether it's physical therapy, whether it's advanced practice nursing. And so this is, again, a quantitative approach to meeting the healthcare demand here in Hawaii.
And then you folks are working with our schools to be able to start that spark, get them interested in the healthcare field, and then help guide them to basically say that this is where the jobs are going to be.
Well, that is correct. And we know we're competing with other industries here in Hawaii, and it's really challenging environment because you've got a unemployment rate that for the last few years has been less than 3%. I believe the latest number is around 2.7 or 2.8%. So it's a very, very challenging work environment. But we believe that healthcare is an incredibly rewarding career. There are multiple entry points into healthcare. There is multiple career ladders that are available in healthcare. And so that's one of the exciting things about working with the healthcare academies. Now there are 16 public healthcare academies across the state of Hawaii, some on the neighbor islands, but most of them on Oahu. And we are starting to collaborate with them in a very effective way to get more young people, more kids in high school, more students interested in healthcare, exposed to healthcare. Now, one of the things that's interesting, when the average person thinks about healthcare, they tend to think about a doctor or a nurse because they're some of the most visible people. That's, you know, the shows on TV show doctors and nurses.
Right.
The reality is that there are over 200 healthcare professions. So if you're interested in IT, if you're interested in food service, if you're interested in patient care, there's lots and lots of opportunities within healthcare. So we, again, are working on those 76 professions, and some of the shortage areas, that the high need areas we've identified, you can get certified in high school, and we have some certification programs in our public high schools right now, but we're very interested in working with our principals and the program directors and all these health academies to materially expand the number of certification programs that are available in our high school. So, and this is exciting for our kids and our parents because if they don't know that they want to go into college, maybe they don't have the money to go into college, they're just not sure what they want to do. In high school, they can get college credit, they can get certified, and when they graduate, they can walk straight into a healthcare job and start a healthcare career and start on a career ladder that's going to pay, in many, many cases, considerably more than minimum wage.
Right, and you can then go in and try the dress on, see if it's a good fit, if maybe if it's not this area, maybe another area in the healthcare field.
Yeah, that's again one of the exciting things about healthcare, because there's over 200 professions. For example, if you start off as a phlebotomist, now phlebotomist is someone who draws blood. Now, typically phlebotomist, and you can get certified again in either a community college or a high school to become a phlebotomist. But people don't generally be phlebotomists for the rest of their lives. They may go up, do additional work in the lab. They may start off as a phlebotomist for 6 months, 12 months, 18 months. They may go back to school. They may really decide again they want to work in a lab, so they'll get some additional certification. They may see another area in healthcare that they want to go into. They can go back to community college, get an associate degree, get an undergraduate degree.
It gets them in the door.
And it gets them in the door, gets them exposed to healthcare, and gets them to see the value of working with their friends, their neighbors, and their communities.
Now, we are facing a situation where our population is aging. And so you're probably going to see an exodus of workers who are, let's say, in the healthcare field. But then there's also going to be a need in, gerontology, I would imagine.
There are many, many needs in healthcare. And as you said, because the population's aging, the demand for healthcare workers is growing. It's a growing field, and that's one of the exciting things about it again. Now, it's also a challenge because we need more healthcare workers. But again, we identified for these 76 professions, the non-physician, patient-facing professions, we identified over 2,200 openings right now. So there is a need today for over 2,200 people in a variety of professions here in Hawaii before we were fully staffed. And that runs a gamut from very, advanced practice nurses, for example, all the way through to phlebotomists, for example, which again, you can start off as a phlebotomist with either a high school certification or certification in a community college.
I know there was a time here in Hawaii where we brought in nurses, I think, from Ireland, flying nurses, because they were, high specialty fields where we had vacancies. We didn't have anybody here that could meet that need. Are we still doing a lot of that?
Yes, unfortunately, because of these shortages or because of the needs that we do have, we are, and there's different labels for those nurses who fly in. Some people call them travelers. There's different labels they use. But many of our members are having to resort to that. But that's not an ideal solution for a couple of reasons. One of them is that these temporary nurses or these travelers, you end up paying, because you're not paying benefits, because they're only in for a short period of time, on an hourly rate, you're paying considerably more than you would for someone who lives here. And the other challenge is that every time you fly someone in, they're not used to the local economy. This is different to them. That's the whole environment's different. They're not used to the facility. So there's you have to do a lot of orientation. And if you're turning these staff over every 6 weeks, every 12 weeks, or every 8 weeks, whatever the time period is they're working on, that means you have to do that reorientation every single time someone comes in. We want to make sure they're very conversant with the systems and the procedures in whatever department they're in. So it's challenging from that perspective as well. So we would much prefer to get many more local folks, people interested in healthcare, exposed to healthcare.
And then traditionally, we have seen a number of folks from the Philippines come in and get certified here in Hawaii after they've been trained in the Philippines. But that has certainly helped to fill the need in healthcare in Hawaii. How are we doing on that?
Well, that's a longstanding tradition here in Hawaii, and we have many people from the Philippines or other countries who work in our healthcare institutions, and we are very, very welcoming to those individuals. We really appreciate their dedication, their support, their commitment. Many of those individuals who come in they may end up at an entry-level position and then advance through a career ladder as well, which is fantastic. So we are providing an opportunity for them to advance their careers as well as filling a need here in Hawaii.
So what was maybe one thing that struck you after you folks did this survey about where the need was the greatest?
Well, there are a lot of different needs, but one of them, for example, is physical therapy. Now, we are one of the only two states in the nation, Alaska being the other one, that doesn't have a physical therapy program. Now, as a result of this work, we have been working with our tertiary institutions, and we have two of our tertiary institutions right now who are seriously looking at and contemplating starting up a physical therapy program. Now, that's not a trivial program because it's a doctorate. The current certification for physical therapists is a doctoral program, so it's a three-year program post-college, typically. So it's a fairly major commitment, but that is one of our high-need areas. And right now, if we have someone who, you know, from Hawaii who grew up here and wants to be a physical therapist, they can do an undergraduate degree here, but then they would need to go to the mainland to actually become a physical therapist to get the certification. And you know just as well as I do that, unfortunately, we leave them, and they may have the best of intentions in terms of wanting to come back, but they might, you know, they might end up getting a boyfriend, a girlfriend. They just, you know, like the place they live. They get a job over there. So it's no guarantee we'll get them back. So
yeah.
Now, one other point in terms of our needs is that, again, for those 76 professions that we identified, the non-physician patient-facing professions, there are 19 of those programs currently for which you cannot even get certified or cannot even get, you cannot take those programs, are not offered in Hawaii, 19 of the 76, with physical therapy being one of those. So that's an example of a program, and occupational therapy is another one, where the high-need professions, but you cannot even get that education here in Hawaii at this point in time. So one of the other things we're working on is looking at talking to, you know, our community colleges, talking to UH Manoa, talking to Chaminade, talking to HBU, to say, of these 19 programs that are not currently offered, how many of those is there a good business case for standing up a program here in Hawaii? And again, that's one of the advantages of having all this quantitative data that we've been collecting over the last 18 months.
Okay, so definitely we're looking down the pike. We see this happening, and we need to do something here locally to be able to train our people so they stay here.
Well, we think healthcare is an incredible opportunity for young people, not only young people, but for adults as well. It's a very rewarding profession. There's lots of career choices. There's all these career ladders that you can go through where you can, you know, grow over time and advance over time. And we think that healthcare is an area where you can earn a good living as well, especially as you go up through the ranks. And we want to get more people involved in healthcare. A lot of people in healthcare think about just doctors and nurses, but again, there's over 200 professions, lots of different things you can do. And we believe this is a great opportunity to not only keep people here in Hawaii, but also maybe even to attract some of our residents back who may have left because they felt that they couldn't raise a family, they couldn't buy a house, they couldn't send their kids to school. We believe with many of our careers in healthcare, you can do all of that and have a very rich and rewarding career as well.
Well, we have heard, though, that salaries aren't necessarily up to par in some of the comparable cities on the mainland, and the cost of living is so high here. So how do we make that connect, you know, once we either have our kids come back, knowing that they might have to take a salary cut?
Well, fortunately for many, nursing, for example, is very competitive with the West Coast. So nursing professions are very competitive, and we identified in our survey of the 76 professions, I think there's 31 or 32 that are different nursing professions. But that is a challenge. That is obviously a challenge. But the good news is that the overwhelming majority of jobs in healthcare, even the entry-level positions, the ones we're talking about, they pay considerably more than the minimum wage. So, you know, we need folks to work in retail, we need folks to work in hospitality, but health, you know, with some of these professions, even with certification out of high school, you can get out into the workforce and earn $14, $15, $16 an hour or higher with a high school certification.
And then you have a window into a whole array of career choices, I guess, once you get in.
That is correct. One of the things we're going to be doing is just getting out there in the high schools. We're going to be talking to high school counselors. We're planning to do some multimedia, do some video, put information together, because again, we want people to understand the opportunities that exist in healthcare. So we're going to be working across the state. We're working to meet the needs, you know, whether it's Kona, Hilo, Maui, Kauai, or Oahu. Wherever we are in the state, we're working to meet the needs that are out there to make sure that the people of Hawaii get good care when they need it, but also just better match the supply and demand for healthcare workers across the state. We think we're on a good trajectory here. There's a lot of interest by legislators, by the Department of Education, by our secondary and our post-secondary institutions. So we think there's this work will really blossom, and we will be able to make a material dent or difference in terms of meeting the need for healthcare workers in Hawaii.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for the opportunity.
We've been talking with Hilton Rathel, head of the Hawaii Healthcare Association, about the shortage of workers and the opportunities for our young people to land a job that can pay well above minimum wage.